This is 5 Minute Friday! We've got Amy Wilkinson on, who is a strategic advisor, entrepreneur, lecturer at the Stanford Graduate School of Business, and global fellow at the Wilson Center. She frequently addresses corporate, associate, and university audiences on entrepreneurial leadership. She also advises startups and large corporations on innovation and business strategy.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
If you're on a GLP-1, you're probably loving the results. But how do you feel? All of those side effects can take a toll. So now what? Get to GNC. We'll help with solutions to address those side effects and keep you going on your journey. GNC.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation. Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Elon Musk, the founder of Tesla Motors and SpaceX and PayPal and SolarCity and a bunch of companies, he basically builds from the ground up. So just as an architect would build a building from the ground up, entrepreneurs like this, they look for open spaces. They look for unaddressed needs. They look for friction points or things, irritations, right? And then they build piece by piece. It's reasoning by first principles. And that's a very physics way to approach things. Elon is a physicist by training. And he, for example, with SpaceX, decided he could just build a rocket a different way. And he started doing that in Hawthorne, California, and they are now resupplying the International Space Station at 1/10 the cost that NASA did.
Wow.
It's extraordinary. So he has built it a different way. And that's an example of an architect. You can, you know, see things and then just reason by first principles. And then a third way of finding a gap would be like the Chipotle founder does. So Steve Ells is a classically trained chef, and he was, you know, from Denver, Colorado, but living in San Francisco and working at one of the really elite restaurants in San Fran and loving burritos. He was like hanging out in the Mission District and eating, you know, Mexican food and burritos and stuff, and deciding that you could make fast food, not just hamburger patties that were frozen and reheated. You could make it fast casual, like a casual restaurant. So he integrated two ideas, this restaurant concept with fast food. You put that together and you get fast casual, you get Chipotle. It's cooking for the line. So people are cooking right in front of you. As the line gets longer, they cook more. As the line gets shorter, they cook less. But it's seeing a gap in the marketplace by smashing two things together and creating something new.
I love
that. So that's the first skill. Yeah.
Okay. And the second one is drive for daylight. What does that mean?
So driving for daylight is how a race car driver can manage speed. So if you're driving really, really fast, you're not looking at the lines on the pavement or the competitors next to you. You're always looking for the light on the horizon. So you're driving towards the light. And I actually tested this. I heard a lot of entrepreneurs talking about this kind of race car driver thing. And I signed up for NASCAR driving school. I drove Road Atlanta and, you know, drove a car like 155 miles an hour just to see if it would work. And sure enough, you're not looking in the rearview mirror. You're not, I mean, you have to be focused forward. And that's the basic concept here, is that if you are in a fast moving marketplace, a business marketplace, that you have to be looking ahead.
So are you saying essentially not to worry about what your competitors are doing, or more see what they're doing, but focus on your, you know, your game first?
Yeah, I think it's focus on your game first. I mean, you have to be aware. You can't be completely tunnel visioned, right? You have to be alert and aware. But Kevin Plank, so back to the Under Armour story, you know, he'll say if Under Armour falls down, it's not because of the competition. And this is an athletics thing. It's because of how you play your own game. It's how you think about your own future. It's where you're going to drive the ball, what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, and how the team's going to come together to move forward. So a point in this chapter is really that you have to avoid nostalgia. You can't be emotional and you can't be looking back. And so Kevin, using Under Armour as an example, when they launched the women's business, their first women's business as a football player, he just did shrink it and pink it. It's a great story because they all of their size smalls were selling out. He couldn't figure out why. So women were buying size small.
That's hilarious.
And yeah. And so he was like, okay, great. I'm just going to shrink it and pink it. I'm going to make the same stuff small and in pink. And then it totally didn't work. And he had to scrap all of it. He took a really big loss. He sent it all to the incinerator, right? He just did away with it. He had to hire in a women's team from Reebok and Nike and a bunch of other places. And he wasn't nostalgic about it. He's like, well, we made a big mistake there. That was big. But we'll just move it forward. Same thing with the idea that he made the anti-cotton. You know, Under Armour was the anti-cotton company. They hated cotton. It was all synthetic fabrics and how athletes would perform better with synthetic gear. But then 6 years into his company, he looked in the closet of consumers and found that if they had 30 shirts, the 24 of them were still cotton.
Right. So he's missing a big opportunity.
Yeah, huge. And so, again, he wasn't nostalgic about that. They now have a cotton t-shirt. They do all kind of cotton products.
Right.
But it's charged cotton. So this is the idea that you can't look back and say, oh, I was defined as the anti-cotton company. No, you can't be nostalgic about it. It's only forward. So, you know, at any moment in time, you just keep moving forward.
If you're on a GLP-1, you're probably loving the results. You look good. But how do you feel? How about the stomach issues? Loss of muscle mass? Lacking energy? All of those side effects can take a toll. So now what? The answer is GNC. We have solutions that can help address those side effects and make sure you don't get knocked off your path. Because when it comes to living healthy, we're all about it. And that includes keeping you going on your GLP-1 journey. GNC.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.